Welcome back again to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. This show is brought to you every week by ASK. There's a lot of great shows on the Michigan Business Network. This is not the only one. I know people are under that impression sometimes because I think clearly we're the flagship show, if I could say that. I think it came out wrong.
But yeah, ship.
Yeah, ship is what I was going for. Yep. Some other people would use the other term, but you know, I think you know we are the we carry the water for the network. I think is another way to say it. But there are other great shows.
Oh,
I'm not
sure
what they are, but I know they're great.
They exist.
So you could check them out if you like. Go to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. So I want to switch gears. I want to talk about the federal government. And, you know, if you stop and think about the amount of data that the federal government tracks and has access to, it's staggering. And there's been a lot of research done lately that basically has said they have absolutely no clue how to manage that data, how to protect that data, where the data is, if they even lost it. Cybersecurity experts are saying the Federal Cybersecurity Risk Determination Report and Action Plan was an executive order which mandated an annual assessment of the federal government's cyber defenses. This year, it concluded that 73% of federal agency programs simply can't detect if large amounts of information left their network. They wouldn't even know if the data was gone.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
That gives you just a sense of comfort, doesn't it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's, you know, it's funny too because there's a couple guys I know who are like pro Trump guys, but anti government guys.
Okay.
So, you know, you tell them something like this, and you go, "Man, these government agencies with all this data, they don't know what they're doing." They go, "Yeah, it's government for you."
Yeah.
And then you go, "Well, Trump fired the guy who's supposed to run this," and they go, "Draining the swamp."
Yeah,
so like, what, you know, okay, look, at the government needs to store data that's important in many different respects about different things. Let's all agree that that's the premise.
You know, right.
And from there.
Yeah, so we should talk about that. So the Trump administration did fire the head of cybersecurity, and I'm trying to find the exact title that he had, and they said the job was basically unnecessary. Which doesn't make any sense to me, you know, that in this day and age that would be something that they would do. Mark Warner is an outspoken cybersecurity advocate, was quoted as saying, "I don't see how getting rid of the top cyber official in the White House does anything to make our country safer from cyber threats." John Bolton is the one who, he's the new national security advisor, is the one who deemed that position unnecessary and got rid of it just here recently.
That guy is just, man, I tell you what, don't even start that. That guy is an old school war hawk, and he believes like the next thing is going to be like a manned military battle next, you know, and it's
so
like
still living in the past.
Dude, I mean, these guys, and that's the one thing I've always made that comment of, like the people in government in general, it's like we got outdated technology laws, we got outdated, these guys have no concept about how anything works.
Yeah,
we talk about Facebook all the time in the show, and you bring Mark Zuckerberg in there, and these guys are like,
they beat the crap out of them.
How does the Facebook work?
Yeah,
when I'm on the Facebook, am I doing this right? I mean, it's like, you guys are not even close to even understanding any remotely what they do or how they do it.
I can't imagine how frustrating it would be for Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos go in front of the Senate and have to answer questions from people that don't have any idea what they're talking about.
They have to act like and be
respectful
so you don't, you know, get how
well, Senator, you know, the internet has actually been around for quite a while.
Right, exactly.
It's not new.
Started to give them the history of how it started everything, and you know, where we're at today. And but yeah, it's one of those. It reminds me of that because you got probably a lot of brilliant people who work in these different agencies in the government, and spy agencies and other things like that, who know a little one or two things about what you need to do with data and where to put it. But then you got a lot of bonehead. It's just the same thing as in the private sector. There's a lot of businesses out there who don't understand anything. We spend most of our day educating people about what things mean. I mean, there's such a lack of education when it comes to, because a lot of this stuff has happened in the last 5 years. People haven't been back in school in 25, 30 years.
Yeah,
I mean, this stuff is all new to everybody. You know, so we're flying at a rate where it's just catching up to ourselves in the form here of we're not being able to track where our data is going, where it's been.
Isn't
it's
this
been stolen?
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this kind of what was behind the Edward Snowden, you know, case where Snowden, of course, is wanted by the U.S. government. And originally what he was doing was releasing information that the U.S. government was tracking on its citizens without their permission, and which is a violation of constitutional rights.
Yeah. Yep.
And so there's two sides to that debate. You know, some people say he's a traitor for releasing it. Some people say he was, you know, exposing
First Amendment rights. Yeah. I mean, so there's a, yeah, there's, and he's in Russia.
Yeah, now he's in Russia.
I mean, yeah. You know, for years, still continuously talking about programs that we're supposedly doing that's, you know, against privacy rights and things like that.
Right.
But, you know, and we still, I think he's wanted under, and want, we want to extradite him.
Yeah, that's still the case. Yeah.
But
he hasn't been pardoned.
You know, it's just surprising when you see these things. And, you know, boy, it's not a, I'm not surprised by governmental agencies not being, you know, having the guidance necessary of the right protocols or proper. It could be an issue of funding. I mean, in many different departments, they strip funding all the time from places, and they may know what to do, but they certainly can't afford to do it.
Well, the other problem is gets back to what you mentioned earlier. It's the government is such a large bureaucracy to make fundamental changes. And we see this when you work with a business to increase their security posture. It comes down to, we need to make some fundamental changes in the way we operate, the way you operate as a business.
Right.
You can do that with a business that's receptive and has the right leadership. Government is too disintegrated. I mean, you can't. There's too much red tape. There's
disjointed.
Too much bureaucracy, disjointed. You know, how are you going to
get different
do that?
People in there?
Yeah,
all the
every election cycle. You know, so there we have it. So with that, we'll stay on top of that, of course. And if we come up with some ideas to fix it, we will be the first.
we'll go down in history.
We'll join Edward Snowden in Russia and let you know how it goes. So we're coming back after this. Don't go anywhere. This is Bottom Line IT.